You're listening to SBS News.
A trusty border collie named Patsy is now known as the Corryong Wonder Dog.
Yeah, nah, Patsy saved the day, really.
When the fire closed in on Corryong in the early hours of New Year's Eve, Patsy sprang into action, herding up her 900 sheep into a safe paddock as the fire front moved through. Owner Stephen Bennyhill says Patsy kept her cool in dark, smoky conditions.
It was actually not that hard to round them up, but the thing I was worried about was that it'd still be too dark. But the fire, I reckon, was throwing off enough light that I could sort of see where the sheep were. And Patsy, you know, she's got better eyes than I have. She saw them, and it was no dramas. Actually, she did a really, really good job.
Mr. Hill lost a couple of sheds, but only a handful of sheep, thanks to Patsy.
Yeah, no, she's earned a coat. She, as I said, she rides in the front of the ute for the rest of her life with me. She doesn't never have to worry about going in the back.
News of Patsy's heroics has travelled across the world, with calls coming in to the farm from America, Canada and the UK. One dog providing a rare piece of good news in a community that desperately needs it. Further west, in the tiny town of Kajiwa, Joshua Collings is one of 14 to have lost his home. Returning from evacuation to find his community ravaged by the fires, he set about raising funds to rebuild it, reaching $125,000 in 6 days.
Everyone has chipped in. It's definitely the most incredible network team, and that's what social media is really powerful for, you know.
That generosity has been shown across the state. Undera farmer Dave Gordon is helping to deliver truckloads of feed to fellow farmers in need.
We're farmers and we just know what it's like being going through a drought, but going through a fire would be even 10 times worse, 1,000 times worse.
Corryong dairy farmer James Hill is on the receiving end of Mr. Gordon's kindness. He spent 48 hours defending his home and cattle, but the fires left him with nothing to feed them.
Can't thank him enough. One day I'll get around to it. Love to pay him back.
Back in the city, reinforcements arrived.
Welcome, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Over 60 firefighters from the US and Canada have arrived as emergency authorities prepare for temperatures to rise again later this week. Victorian Emergency Services Commissioner Andrew Crisp.
At this stage, it has all the elements of a significant day for us. There will be northerly winds, there will be some hotter temperatures. Probably not as hot as we saw last week.
Back in Corryong, little is left to burn on Patsy's farm, reducing their fire risk this week. But if the worst should happen, this wonder dog is again ready to defend her flock.